Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You want some Pete Alonso rumors?
Go ahead. Yes, I mean, we already know he signed with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, talks are advancing between Pete Alonso and the Blue Jays, according to Andy Martino.
Somebody had to take the Blue. Well, Santander did, but somebody else had to take the Blue Jays' money.
Well, they may get multiple guys. You know, I mentioned this the other day. They signed Anthony Santander at an AAV of $18 million. Mm-hmm. They were offering Juan Soto like $50 million. They may get Santander and Alonso for less than what they were going to pay per year for Juan Soto. This is so depressing because I know Pete Alonso's gone. I think we all kind of deep down know the Mets have moved on. They made their last and final offer. Boris didn't accept it. And now this is just a bad breakup. I want to be put out of my misery. I don't want to continue to think about the ex-girlfriend possibly texting me after we broke up. Like, everybody's done that in their life, right? You break up with somebody, and there's that few week period where you check your phone and you're like, she may still write me, or vice versa. You may still write her or him, right? And then you put out of your misery. She's getting married or something like that. So in the case of Pete Alonso, I want him back. I've made that very, very clear. I still want him back. I will
be
very...
I love being a Met.
Thank you, Pete. Not really, though. You love being a Met. Okay. More on that in a little bit. I want him back, but I also want to stop thinking about this. Just put me out of my misery. Sign with the Blue Jays. We'll scream and yell at Pete and the Mets how it didn't work out. And that's it. Because right now, the longer this goes, the more it's like you're thinking about an ex. I don't like thinking about exes. I don't think about exes. And unfortunately, Pete Alonso's about to be an ex.
And if he goes to the Blue Jays, Santander and Alonso on the Blue Jays, are you now willing to admit on the air that Vladdy to the Mets is a done deal?
No.
What do you mean no? They would have two sluggers there, a first baseman. They're not going to sign Vladdy.
Yeah, they're going to try to win. First of all, in both cases, there are opt-outs. Well, Santander really has like a four-year deal, but in Pete's case, they're going to be opt-outs. And they have money to spend. They want to keep Vlad. If anything, it proves your point the opposite, that they're trying to win. They're trying to win. They're trying to win the American League East. They're trying to win a World Series. So, no, it's the exact opposite, actually.
No, because it opens up now a position with the Mets.
No.
Yes.
No, the Blue Jays are not trading Vladimir Guerrero
Jr. No, not trading. I'm saying in the offseason.
Oh, that's completely different, of course.
Now, but I'm saying now, if you read,
Tommy,
if you see what's going
on
here.
Tommy.
Yes.
There is a very good chance that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is going to leave in free agency and sign with the New York Mets. I've never denied that. That's a year from now.
But
I'm not talking about 2026. We can do that. Maybe we'll do a whole recall about 2026. But in 2025, they're not trading him. So if you want to be the guy who talks about a year from now.
No, that's not what I'm trying
cool,
to be.
Cool, I guess we can. I'm not interested. Sean will tell you, was I interested in talking that much about Juan Soto a year in advance? I said it once to you, and I said, let's move on till then.
Yeah. So, even though you throw the snarky rent and whatever.
Yes. Yeah, I threw snarky comments in.
Passive aggressive.
But Sean, it makes sense because the DH flop between first and DH works.
Yes.
Of course.
It absolutely works.
And they've talked about moving Guerrero to third base.
Yeah.
So, but maybe and maybe this shows Vlad a real commitment to winning for Toronto.
Sean, you're right.
But
yes, you're not wrong.
Sean, you're half. I don't know if you're joking or being serious.
I'm not joking. I'm being dead serious.
This is clearly what the Blue Jays are trying to do. They want to spend money. Nobody would take it until recently.
Yeah, Pete's going to take it. Unbelievable. Well, I
mean, who else is going to give it to
him? No, I understand. That's the spot we're in. All right, so
heck,
they
might go get Bregman too.
Probably not. But you may
hear me. Can you imagine?
I could. And at that point, I wouldn't care. Like, if they go get Bregman goods.
Well, I mean, Sean would care.
Well, Sean, yes. Yankee fans would care.
Of course, because they're going to all of a sudden snap into maybe being good.
There is a chance at some point today, it is right now 3:27. We'll be on the air for a few more hours. There's a chance that I may die live on the radio.
No, but
yet
see,
again.
That's no,
I'm going to be disappointed and sad.
But that's why I brought up Vlad. I'm being your bro. I'm hurting too. I'm taking you out for a beer. You got dumped by your girlfriend, so we're going to go out. We're going to look at some other
women.
Yeah,
but women. That's not happening.
It's not happening,
soon.
Bro. Don't waste my time with
it. It's like I promise
anytime
you.
Soon,
I'm going to get you this girl in like 7 months.
Yeah.
I'll get you this girl in 7 months. And so for the next 7 months, you're like, dude, what am I doing?
We'll get you another girl.
What about
now?
This season?
Well, what do you think? They're going to have nobody playing first base? They're going to throw the ball to nobody?
No. Their plan is Brett Beatty will play third base and Mark Vientos will play first base. That's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So don't waste my time with Vlad. Like, and I shouldn't say waste my time because I'm with you that next year he's a major free agent target. I'm not denying that. I've never once denied it. What I'm telling you is right now in January of 2025, the last thing I think any real sane Met fan wants to hear about is next year.
Right.
They're trying to win this season.
And, the thing, none of it that becomes guaranteed. None of Vlad coming to the Mets is guaranteed.
Right.
Even because, as we were just kind of alluding to, if the Blue Jays spend a ton of money, become somewhat viable, you think Vlad's not going to say, maybe I'll stick this thing out?
He could stay.
Right? And maybe you're going to offer me the world?
The difference between Vladimir Guerrero and Juan Soto, there are two huge differences that are really important. Number one, we knew, I said this to Sean from the beginning, we knew Juan Soto was going to free agency. Mm-hmm. It was a guarantee, and we were pretty sure he was going to take the last dollar. We do not know that about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. because he's talked to the Blue Jays about an extension. Juan Soto never talked to anybody about an extension. So Tiki's right that's the other reason why it's such a stupid thing to like dream and talk about. Like, yes, he could sign with the Mets a year from now, but there's also a chance he extends before he gets to free agency or something weird happens. So what I don't want to hear, because it's coping and it's obnoxious, I don't want to hear from you or any other Met fan, if Pete does leave today and sign with Toronto, instantly, we're going to get Vladimir next year. Dude, stop. That's a year from now.
It is.
I'm not dismissing it. I'm saying, who wants to hear that right now? They're not trading for him right now. They're probably going internal options. The Mets are not as good as they could be by keeping Pete. Doesn't mean they can't win. Doesn't mean we're giving up on the season. But it's disappointment. And I really don't want to hear it from you. You don't want to know why, Tommy?
Oh, you're going to hear something else, but you go first.
Here's why. Because I know how you truly feel about Pete, and I know you're going to be hurt.
I am.
So just be hurt.
I am going to be
hurt.
Just
be hurt. Don't give me fake excitement for a year from now.
Not fake excitement.
Be real and be hurt.
But what I will not do, and this is all what Positive Tommy is all about, I'm not going to wallow in the misery. So I'm going to go, all right, Beatty, Acuna, one of these guys are going to take that Mark Vientos leap. And my eyes are on Vladimir Guerrero Jr., so I'm thinking about the present and the future.
Why
I'm not going to kick the can down the road if he signs with the Blue Jays. I'll be disappointed, but I'm not going to wallow.
Can't you spend a few minutes, not wallowing, but being disappointed? Like, that's okay.
But you know what, though?
Isn't that okay? Isn't that normal healing?
But this Alonso thing, though, has dragged out so long that we all saw this coming now. Like, it's just been, how long have we kind of, I know we've like been like, yeah, he's coming back, and we want to believe that, and we feel that way, but this wouldn't surprise anybody at this point.
I'm
so it's
play,
not a shocking
right, now
thing.
You're, now you're frustrated by it?
And so I'm thinking about where we're going.
And so you get irrational thinking about what the alternatives are.
I want to play a game with you, okay?
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
And for the audience, I want you to know what I'm about to say is not real. It hasn't happened yet. But I'm going to break the news that Pete has signed with Toronto. Because normally, if this happens on the air, Tiki and I are going to talk about it. Then we'll ask you something about it 15, 20 minutes later. But here, I'm going to give you the floor. I'm going to give you a few minutes. Okay, we're going to break the news, and you are going to respond to it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just got the news. I just got a text message. I have it confirmed. This is fake. This is fake. That Pete Alonso is signing with the Blue Jays. Okay? It's a three-year deal. It's $80 million. It's a little bit more than what the Mets offered. There's opt-outs in it. It's a done deal. Again, this is we're acting right now.
Except so for the Martino advancing tweet that just came out.
Advancing tweets is different, though. I'm saying it's a done deal. Alonso is signed with the Blue Jays. I cannot speak right now. I'm so hurt. So, Tommy, the floor is yours.
Pete Alonso, remember this, bet on himself. He was offered a seven-year deal a couple years ago. He turned it down. He fired his agent. He hired Scott Boras. He bet on himself. Regular season numbers weren't up to snuff. We all remember that homer in Milwaukee. He had a great postseason run, but the Mets just didn't feel like he was going to be part of their big-time plans. Both sides are at fault here. He's gone. As Evan once said, there's nothing we can do about it. But here's how we move on. If I had told you last year in January that Mark Vientos was going to be our best slugger down the stretch and a budding superstar, you probably would have laughed at me. So I'm going to sell you Luis Angel Acuna Jr. I'm going to sell you Brett Beatty.
You can't even think of the name.
I don't even think Acuna's a junior, but I'm going to give you the young players here, and I'm going to tell you that I believe this has all been a master plan by Steve Cohen and David Stearns all along. Their eye is on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for next year, and that's what they are going to do next season. And we saw that with Soto. If they want somebody, they're going to get him. This takes time to build a dynasty. I know we all want results right away, but they will build one here with Soto and Vlad and Lindor and Vientos, etc., leading the way.
So decent you're not generational talent.
So you're not going to be real.
It's a decent try.
It's a decent try, but he's not being real. He's not showing that he's hurt. It's okay to be hurt. It's okay. Two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
I like David Stearns. I trust David Stearns. I will be hurt if Pete Alonso's not
I really wonder how many Met fans are going to be hurt. Now, because so many of them are like, okay, whatever, good riddance. Mm-hmm. We'll be better without him type of thing. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but there's a faction that will believe that. The challenge will be if he has a good season. That's when it gets... That's when the Met fan gets upset.
And the replacement doesn't. That's the real important thing. Because if Pete has a good year, but Brett Beatty becomes a star, I think Met fans would be whatever. I think it's easier to move on. I think, so the vibe I'm getting, the reaction to Pete leaving, if this does happen today or tomorrow, is going to be anti-Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. It is not going to be, now, guys like Joe, who was on with us yesterday, is mad at Steve Cohen. He's mad at David Stearns. There will be guys like that. But the vibe I'm getting, communicating with Met fans, is that they're going to blame Pete. And you're going to say, hey, Mets made a good offer. Yeah. If he really wanted to be a Met, he should have signed.
Well, especially,
that's the vibe.
Especially if he takes this reported deal, which is 3 years, $75 million,
right,
which is not that much more than what the Mets offered for 3 years and $68 million.
And also, there's higher taxes in Canada.
Are there?
I think so, yes.
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah,
I would assume so.
I'm just making an assumption. I know we have high taxes in New York, but I think it's actually even higher.
No, but a real question. Do they get paid in the Canadian... What is the Canadian currency?
The Canadian dollar.
So they get paid in the Canadian dollar, or they get paid in U.S. dollar?
I have no idea.
That's a good question.
All I know is that when I was in Toronto, and I bought something with American money. Uh-huh. They took it, and then they gave me those funny-looking Canadian coins back, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
But did you get the right exchange rate?
No idea. I have no idea. It was like a collector's item. That's the way I basically viewed it. I was like, ooh, this is cool.